Please listen carefully.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast. I have a really interesting guest on today. His name is Peter J. Rizzi, and he is the owner behind Rebel Health. He was actually a trader working for like hedge funds, and he turned his relentless job and unhealthy lifestyle into, a new passionate health and life coach livelihood. So it's a really interesting conversation. He's super informative. He actually gives some really great tips on living your best life. And I hope you all really enjoy this episode. So let's dive right in. I don't know about you guys, but I literally cannot survive the morning without sipping on something hot. Even in the summer, I just love sipping on something hot. So whether that be coffee or lately, I've been really enjoying Copper Cup. So they are a organic, dairy-free, caffeine-free, adaptogenic blend. They have three varieties. They have a turmeric golden milk latte. They have a ginseng, which is super greens. And then they have bear with me because I'm totally going to butcher this name, but Shisandra berry. It's a red latte, and they are made to relieve stress and improve your mood and give you that boost of energy without caffeine. They're actually really good at night as well because they help you sleep better. And they're made with powerful adaptogenic spices. All you have to do is you take the powder. I actually like to froth the milk first, and you mix the powder and the milk of your choice. It could be, nut milk, coconut milk, dairy, whatever you want. And then you can also add things like honey or cinnamon. I find that if I have coffee in the morning, sometimes I hit like that 2 o'clock slump. So Copper Cup is like the perfect way to, get that boost of energy without filling your body with a ton of caffeine. So if you would like to try Drink Copper Cup, you can head over to their website, drinkcoppercup.com. And then the other cool thing is they actually have this deal. You can try all three flavors for just $6.99, and that's right on their website. And then, I'm not sure what podcast episode it is yet, but stay tuned because I interviewed the two beautiful women who own and run Copper Cup, and they just have like the most magical story. They harvest all their product from Hawaii. It's sustainable farming. It's organic. It's just a really wonderful and consumer conscious business that I'm really proud to support, and I'm super thankful that they support my business as well. So if I were you, I would head over to Drink Copper Cup right now and give them a try. Hi, Peter, and welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Hey, Erica, thanks so much for having me.
Of course, I'm excited to share your story and more about your company. So let's jump right in. Why don't you give everybody a brief background about yourself?
Sure. All right, so I'm Peter J. Rizzi, and I am the CEO and founder of a life and health coaching business called Rebel Health. Company has started about a year and a half ago, and basically, what we're about is group and individual one-on-one coaching to help people take control of their own health. So by way of background, I was a Wall Street trader for about 18 years, living a lifestyle of total excess as far as food and stress and lack of sleep, and I became very, very unhealthy. I had a mini stroke at the age of 44 years old, and it was a struggle to try. I weighed 250 pounds. I was the picture of poor health, and what I found was when I finally had that wake-up call, I found it very hard to find the right information. I wasn't getting much help from doctors. They wanted to put me on medication. I was trying to find the right information, truthful information about food and diet and exercise, and I found it to be such an incredibly complicated, confusing process. But I stuck with it and ultimately found that, you know, letting the body heal itself and kind of getting out of the way was what worked the best for me, and it worked so well that, you know, I wanted to kind of get that message out there and start working with people, like I said, in groups or one-on-one, to help them take control of their own health. And I found that it worked for me. I see it working for other people. You know, we're helping people with chronic disease and actually eliminate chronic disease and ease symptoms. So I went from kind of this whole Wall Street, you know, money-focused kind of industry to just really, really becoming passionate about helping other people find what works for them in getting healthy.
I love that. And what a powerful story that you started with your own health and now you're able to, you know, help other people transform their health. So my
It's so gratifying.
Definitely. So my question for you is, what type of clients do you have? Do you is your focus, you know, people who are, you know, in their early 20s or, you know, women who are postpartum? Like, what is your age range for your clientele?
What I found is most of our clients are, I would say, ages late 30s all the way up until up to, say, in their 60s. And they are typically people who are A, frustrated with the lack of results. They struggle because they don't have the bodies and the metabolism that they used to have. They don't have a lot of time because they're working or commuting. They've got kids. They've got busy, busy lives. And starting to experience either just some general discomforts, lack of energy, a weight that they're not happy with, or they are actually experiencing and suffering from some type of chronic disease, and that those chronic diseases are becoming more and more prevalent, whether it's obesity, diabetes, and whatnot, high blood pressure. And they don't want to just take a pill, and they want to give this a shot of trying to do it through diet and lifestyle. And I would say that most of our clients have been women. Women have seemed to be the most receptive. It's been a much more receptive audience for us in our message and what we put out on social media. Women seem to be, for the most part, the ones most focused. Men are a little tougher to get to. So
I could see that. I feel like even in my home, you know, I kind of like, you know, we're both very healthy, but I'm a little bit more of the researcher as opposed to my husband. But with that being said, what makes Rebel Health different from, you know, the other companies out there? And how does your method of really tailoring to each individual work?
No, that's a great question. I would say what sets us apart is, we have a focus on really good, truthful information that's backed by science, that we feel is very important. We feel like, you know, teach a man to fish, so to speak. So we're very big on actually helping to educate people on how to, A, read labels, what to look for, what to look out for, you know, undressing and unlearning some of the ingrained untruths that we've been taught, you know, milk is good for strong bones and some of that type of stuff. So we find that that's very important. Teaching people how to read and identify what they're putting in their body really empowers them to go shopping and look for better substitutes to what they're eating. So that's a big thing that we do. We actually, when we work with people one-on-one, we like to actually take them shopping if we can and walk up and down the aisles. And so what we do is, first thing we do is we have them fill out a health history or health form of where they're at now, what they're eating, what their exercise is like, what their sleep patterns are like, what medications they're on, what their goals are, what they might be suffering from. We go through all of that. And it doesn't take very long to fill out, but we want to know where people are at, because every single person is different, and what's going to work for one person may not work for another. So by getting a good sense of what kind of foods people like, what they're struggling with and whatnot, we can help them find foods that are better, better in quality and are actually healthy that they can enjoy. Because we feel if we can do that, so many people say, oh, I need to go on a diet. And the word diet in and of itself means I can't have, I have to do this. And it's negative. And it actually has been proven to reduce the level of serotonin in our body just when the mere mention of diet comes up. But if you tell people, hey, these are foods that you can try, that you should try, check it out. And when invariably they like some of them and they say, wait a second, I can eat this and it's healthy and I enjoy it, it's like a huge game changer. I feel like we're a little bit more unique in that we meet the client where they're at and say, okay, what do you like? Let's find out. Let's make some food. Let's try some different things and start, you know, slowly but surely changing your pantry, changing your refrigerator, and getting you excited about eating, because not only is it tasty, but it's good for you. And that is where we find the most progress with people, and people have the best results and more long-lasting results with that one-on-one approach. And then the last thing we offer is a lot of support. We have an online community on Facebook where people can go in. We do weekly Q&As. You know, people can share successes and challenges. We feel fellowship and support and community is very important, you know, before, during, and after.
I love that. It sounds like it's a really empowering program where, just like you said, you can teach the man to fish and you really teach somebody how to take care of themselves and taking control of their own health, as opposed to leaving it to the healthcare industry. And I don't want to go on a spiral because I could talk about this forever, but, you know, the healthcare industry is really, powered by profits. So you really need to take it into your own control and, you know, monitor your own health. If you're not feeling well, make changes and things like that. So what are your thoughts on that?
I could not agree more. I wouldn't even call it a healthcare system. It really is. It really is. I mean, it really is symptoms and disease management.
Yeah.
You know, I like you, could talk for days about this, and I'm sure we could have a very passionate discussion because I know we're very like-minded. And that is, look, I'll tell you this, a lot of the genesis and the motivation for starting Rebel Health came out of kind of being pissed off about the misleading information, the mislabeling, the profit-oriented mindset and reality that governs our food supply. And it goes beyond food. It goes, you know, what's in our water. It's a little bit maddening, and it really feels like the odds are stacked against us. You know, we've tolerated and almost widely accepted that we get old, we get sick, and we take pharmaceutical drugs, or we go for tests and we have to have things cut out. Like, we think that is absolute nonsense. You know, I believe that the average life expectancy age could be 100 easy if we took care of our bodies. You know, we don't need these pills. The pharmaceutical industry is estimated to be over $1 trillion in revenue globally by 2021. That's insane. None of these drugs existed, most of them, even 100 years ago. You know, human beings have been in existence for thousands and thousands of years, and we've done just fine without any of this stuff. So, you know, we live in a world of abundance and choice and diversity of food, yet we're sold a lot of food that contains ingredients that either are harmful to us and we're not told about them, or that's not admitted, or there are ingredients in our food that we don't even know about. And that is what I mean by stacking the cards against us. So, no, we don't believe that you need to rely on the pharmaceutical industry or quote unquote healthcare. It's more debt care. It's like I said, disease management. And it's nonsense. We don't need this stuff. Have you seen, I'm sure you have, the side effects on some of these drugs?
Oh, my God. And they're atrocious.
And sometimes the side effects are worse than the ailment they're treating. It's insanity. And when you look around, it's like, how do we tolerate all this? How have we accepted that this is the way it goes? We'll be ushered into our golden years by some prescription drug that's actually damaging our organs and might even require another pill to offset the symptoms of that pill. It's lunacy. Our body is designed to maintain its own health if we get out of the way, in our belief.
I couldn't agree more. The fact that we think that growing old and just taking all these medications is normal is, you know, totally not normal. It's the opposite. Our bodies do know how to take care of themselves. So I want to get really specific. If somebody wanted to reach out to you and they were saying, you know, I'm not feeling my best, I want to get in better shape, I want to be fueling my body with better fuel, how does your program work? Is it a week long, a month long? You know, can you just bring us through maybe like a step-by-step process of how they would go about working with you?
Absolutely. So the first thing we would do is we would, if somebody came into us, you know, and was interested or curious about our services or maybe had seen enough and trusted us enough to go ahead with working with us, we would immediately schedule a 30-minute consult, which would be free. So this way that would give the individual, and we do a lot of group stuff as well. But the individual work is where we really see the change. But so what we would do is we would schedule a 30-minute consult because just via email or text or whatever, it's difficult and clumsy to really get an idea of where people are at. So a 30-minute conversation allows us to get an idea of what the individual's concerns are, what their frustrations are and whatnot. And they will get to learn a little bit more about us and our approach and what we offer. If they're interested in going forward, we offer a couple of different plans. We can do basically any amount of times. We basically suggest that it should be a minimum of 3 sessions, and that's 1 session per week of an hour, with some reading in between that we provide, some really, really good, solid, simple, layman's terms information, truthful information about health that we've seen work for us. Now, you can do a 3-week program, you can do 6 weeks, we can do 6 weeks and then go even further. We can design programs that everything gets tailored to the individual, but we really stick to, you know, 3, because it's hard to even get an idea of where a person's at and start making recommendations and seeing how they're working with just 1 session. 3 sessions can be enough for some people, sometimes it's 6, sometimes it's more. Once someone is comfortable with the dietary changes and the lifestyle changes and whatnot, we find we offer other programs that go even deeper than diet and nutrition. And that's where the life coaching part comes in, because we strongly believe that you can eat the most pristine diet, be in physical good shape, so to speak. But if you're suffering from stress and you have problems in your relationships or you have things you're dragging around from the past, you can still be very unhealthy. Stress and inflammation works at levels very much under the surface. And we can be deceived by the fact that, you know, we might be juicing and eating, you know, whole foods, but stress and those types of issues, worries, anxiety, can make us unhealthy and can have physiological negative impacts on our health. So we go deeper with people who want to go even deeper. And that would include visioning and core values and being true to yourself. And we talk about things like emotional eating and people pleasing. So we really feel that to cover health, you've got to cover all of it. And that includes career, relationships, spirituality, you know. But most people who come in the door are really looking, they have weight issues, they have, you know, some chronic disease issues. So we target that first. That really needs to be step one. And the other thing is the way we charge people is we let people decide what they want to pay based on what they can pay. You know, we don't turn anyone away, and we never will. So if somebody can't pay anything, we work with that. If somebody can pay the full price, we ask that they pay the full price so that we can offer our services to people who can't. Because we should never price anybody out. That help is a birthright. This is a service. We'd like to have, you know, the fees that cover at least the costs and allow us to continue on. But we certainly don't. We make sure that no one is excluded on price.
Wow, that's super, super generous of you. So you kind of mentioned that you also give people reading materials. So I'm really curious to know, who are some of your, like, health and wellness resources? Are there any books or podcasts or accounts that, like, stick out to you that are your, like, go-to resources?
Absolutely. Oh, my God, there are tons. I am constantly continuing my education in nutrition and health, so I'm always gathering information. So I'll point to the books that started me off, because I think they're still a great start for anybody, you know, looking to embark on a healthy journey. What got me real started and lit up was the books by The Diamonds, which was Fit for Life. That was a big game changer for me. And then Diet for a New America by John Robbins are two, I think, almost like Bibles for starting to get healthy, and they're just written in layman's terms, and they really resonated with me strongly. So those are two great starter books. There's so many good books out there. As far as websites and motivational stuff, I've got literally tons of them. I like the work by Joseph Mercola. Not that I always agree with everything he says, but he does a lot of great research. Dr. Axe does phenomenal research, you know, is very truthful, balanced, objective, and smart and educational. My good friend Mike Green over at Everyday Detox, he's got podcasts that are incredibly informative. He also does a daily post on Instagram. Another phenomenal resource, Dr. Fred Bishi, who's been a raw food vegan for 50 plus years. He's 90 years old, runs on the beach, boxes. He's been an incredible inspiration. So yeah, those are just some that kind of roll off the tongue, but I am constantly looking to learn from others, peers, experts, doctors. The Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, PCRM, down in Washington, D.C. It's a 12,000 doctor member group that is focused on approaching medicine in a more holistic way that we've talked about. They're predominantly or exclusively a plant-based promoting group. They do phenomenal work. I would definitely look into them. I support everything they do, and was just recently certified by them to be one of their Food for Life instructors. They are all for animal rights as well, so they do a tremendous amount of incredible work. So I follow them very closely. They're a not-for-profit. I hope that wasn't too much, but that's just some that roll off the you know, my tongue. That are all incredible resources for me and for anyone.
I love that. No, that was awesome. I love that whole collection of advice that you just gave. So another question for you. I know you're based in New Jersey, but do you also take like virtual clients?
Absolutely. We've dealt with, had clients from all over the place, Skype, phone, obviously in person. Yeah, there's no, we've done some international calls. So yeah, that is predominantly, how we do our work these days. And locally we'll tend to do more workshops and get out there and be visible, you know, in person, but obviously you can't do that to everyone everywhere. So yeah, virtual consults work, and they work very well.
Awesome. So where can everybody find you? What are your social media handles? What's your email, your website? Give them all the details.
Okay, great. So our website is rebelhealthllc.com. We're on Facebook and on Instagram primarily. That's where we put out a lot of research, a lot of blogs, a lot of motivational type things. So it's also on Facebook. It's Rebel Health LLC. And same on Instagram. We're also on Pinterest. We find Facebook is, we have both a company kind of page, and we have a private community called Be a Rebel. And that, you know, we basically accept anyone and everyone who's looking to get a little bit more intimate and one-on-one or group support on Facebook. So that's that's awesome. We've got about 200 members there and growing. So those are the our phone number, if you want to reach out and call us, is 732-641-0505. And the email address, best email address, is pete@rebelhealthllc.com. If you want to reach out directly. But all of that is also on the website.
Perfect. Okay, and I have one more question for you. And yeah. I ask everybody who comes on the podcast, what is your favorite flavor of kombucha?
Ooh. That's a tricky one. Let's see. I'm going to say, I got like so many of them. I'm going to say blueberries and cinnamon.
Ooh, I like that. I don't know if I've ever had the cinnamon in it before, but interesting.
Yeah, it's refreshing, and yeah, it's a little bit different than the, I typically like to go for the fruit-oriented kombuchas, but yeah, having a little cinnamon or a little ginger mixes it up a little bit for me.
Totally. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I totally appreciate it.
No, thank you so much for having me, and keep up the good work, and hope to speak again sometime.